Sturgis will hold a modified motorcycle rally in early August, but city leaders will make adjustments for COVID-19 and hope for smaller crowds. Sturgis city councilors say it's a difficult decision. If they cancel this year's rally, people will show up. Bikers will still ride the streets, and they'll fill up the big campgrounds outside city limits. Councilor Becca Zerbst says the city has to prepare, or there could be disastrous effects for public safety, sanitation, and traffic congestion.
It therefore has become my strong belief that not putting any preparations in place would be as irresponsible as going forward with a full-on, regularly planned rally.
So the council voted 8-1 to prepare for a modified event. It will include a scaled-back observation of the rally's 80th anniversary. The modified plan cancels a number of public events inside city limits. There will not be any events at the fairgrounds, no rally-related contests or opening ceremonies. A B1 flyover is off, as well as mass photo shoots. The city will put up hand sanitizing stations. There is also talk about stockpiling personal protection equipment, like face masks, for local workers. City leaders want to arrange for mass COVID-19 testing during and after the rally, and they're continuing a program that uses volunteers to shop for local residents who are at high risk for COVID-19. Councilor Ron Waterland says the rally was postponed during World War II. He calls that a patriotic decision.
We will need a different kind of patriotism this year from our citizens and from those that are indicating that they are coming no matter what we decide. Patriotism must include respect for others, personal responsibility when it comes to following CDC guidelines, and social distance.
Last year, about 490,000 people attended the rally across its 10 days. This year's rally runs from August 7th through the 16th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.